welcome to the Aping Out podcast. What episode is it, Sam?
It's episode 9. Season 2, episode 9 is what we out right now. But we popping off. It's a chilling day, you know? How we doing today?
Yeah, how's everyone on this? For us, it's Sunday. But for whatever day you're listening to this, hope you're having a good one. I know the weather's good here in San Diego right now. How is it over there, Sammy?
Dude, it's nice. It's like a nice, maybe like high 70s right now. Sun is out. Okay. About to wash my car once it goes down a little bit. But
all right.
Chill last Sunday, you know? I'm a little tired because we played Among Us till like 2 in the morning. But
that was fun. Among Us, always a fun time. And like we talked in last episode, if y'all haven't played that, get on it. We also hinted on something last episode, and also we were talking about it in episode 7 on health and wellness. Sam, I know you were the one segueing into that. Do you want to tell everyone what we're talking about today?
Oh, just a little bit about how, you know, you and I mean, used creativity and kind of like as an outlet to keep up with our mental health, and also just like our personal well-being. Mm-hmm. And kind of in that vein, we got a special guest with us today.
And for our special guest, we have our good friend, James Hunt, here.
Hey, you. How's everybody doing?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
What's going on, partner, man?
You looking good over there. I'll see you through this microphone. You looking real fine.
Man, appreciate that, dog.
Hey. So we got James here today. He is also a fellow creative content maker. You don't do podcasts, but tell the audience what you're about, first of all, and then what you're like dabbling into in terms of creative.
So my main thing is content creation for other artists and kind of organizing it for them and almost being like their manager when it comes to creating a package of content for whether it's an album release or whether it's a podcast or whatever it may be. I take pictures and shoot videos of them doing what they want and what they need. So yeah, that's it.
And what got you into kind of that venue?
The first time I ever did anything with the camera was, first of all, my mom handed it down to me. I took good pictures on my phone and we just went from there. But the first thing that I did for other people was way back in the day when we were at Modern Day, we were skating with like Chris Benitez, Eric Flores, Sean O'Rourke, and a couple others, but we had penny boards. And we were doing shoots for our little club that we were trying to make and stuff. So that was like the first time I've ever created content for anybody. But that was the start right there. Was Royalty Cruisers is what we were called.
Royalty Cruisers?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Kings?
Oh, boy.
We're tearing it up in the streets of Otay.
In the mean streets of Otay, dude.
In the gutter of Otay. But yeah, that's where it all began. And then, you know, from there, we just, I had, you know, certain friends that were rapping or doing other creative, you know, different creative things. And they would always invite me along and just tell me to take pictures. And it just went from there. And then, yeah, decided to make it an actual hobby or an actual thing.
Yeah.
And so we kind of brushed over that, but James, we know our boy James. I mean, Matt, you've known him longer than me, but I've known him since high school, since freshman year, like with the Habana Matata clique. Like we talked about it since episode 1. Like this is like our fam. This is one of the boys right here that, you know, boys for life for sure.
Yeah.
But you know him way longer than me.
Yeah, dude, that was SMA days, St. Michael, bro.
Since preschool.
Yeah.
Since we were like little kids, man.
Yeah, ran the gauntlet of Paradise Hills, dude.
Dude, we're factors over here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so we knew each other from then. We even did, like, even back then we did projects, like, with recording.
In
like,
this very kitchen, we did I believe it was a news project. Were you a part of that?
With Nini and Katya.
We had a group project. That was fun, though. We're going to have to like show that clip or something because it's still on YouTube.
I can find, if we find that, let's put it up. We can put that on.
gotta do a little update, dude. Yeah, a little update for 2020.
Oh man, yeah, like revamp it. Oh, try to get in contact with him.
I'm so down. It was literally right where I'm sitting. I remember it vividly. Yeah.
This place looks different. I feel like y'all upgraded.
We did a lot of work to the house.
Yeah, so it's been a minute, but yeah, ever since then we've been recording, hanging out. Yeah. Yeah, and so James was part of the crew. Like, he's one of the OGs. And yeah, we're still talking now, and we're gonna be talking about content. And like James said, he's part of that stuff. Just gave his little spiel. And for Sam and I, like, besides podcasts, we also have our own backgrounds too. So like, personally for me, I've been in like kind of the music, creative side. I love.
Man, let
music.
Me tell you, Matthew is the most musically talented person I know.
Oh.
And I know a lot of people that can make good beats and all that, but this dude, he could pick up like any instrument and learn how to play within a couple days. It's insane.
Feed my ego.
Hey, big head.
It was crazy watching him grow up, and he went from like the piano to the guitar to a box that you sat on and
the box that you
played drums and shit. Yeah, it was insane watching his progression, man. And now he's making beats and all that. We're gonna be collabing on some videos pretty soon.
That's big facts.
Very excited about.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I even saw that you posted on your Instagram story, or maybe it was you sent me a Snapchat. I don't remember which one it was, but you making a beat real quick, and I was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's happening?
That shit made me so happy.
Shit, hot.
Very excited to see what my boy Matt comes up with.
Yeah, we're working on stuff, but you know, just expanding the music horizon, trying to get more into that. I also do video editing as well. More recently, ever since got a better computer to run those programs,
can handle it
exactly. Yeah, I actually do some work with one of my homies. He's a sneaker reseller. And so I edit his videos. And so I've been working on that. I also...
That's just no joke. That shit takes a lot. Like, the processing power to edit those videos high quality.
Oh, man.
Shit's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and I feel like, dude, Sammy, the fact that you have a nice computer to be able to, like, run that stuff to even just Twitch and then, like, you know, have all your games, dude. That needs a lot of processing power just to play right. All the games.
Well, yeah, I feel like half the time my computer's about to blow up because, I mean, I've already talked about it all the time, but I stream on Twitch. That's kind of my creative outlet. Like, I've always loved video games, and so I do, like, content creation. I stream. I'm trying to look into doing, like, I really need to expand into doing things that's more, like, sharing that content through different forms rather than just live streaming. But I got a whole shebang set up, twitch.tv/samurai. You can go check me out.
Yes.
But... I mean, I do a lot. I stream 6 days a week, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, five or six days a week. Probably about like 30 hours, maybe something like that. But
yeah, go on his Twitch and just roast him in chat. You know.
Go check me out, dude. I shave my head. I be looking ugly as hell.
Wait, you shaved your head, or is it like just slight shave?
It was like a one, bro. I took everything off.
The cuddles cut. So. You got the...
It's, yeah, I got the cuddles cut.
Okay.
You got the Polish...
It's going back all patchy. Right now. After I look like Jason Momoa, man, I'm like looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, damn,
hey,
bro.
Man, I'll tell you, I'll miss that long hair, bro. That was a good look. You looking like a pirate. You looking like...
Should have got the dreads back,
dude. The dreads,
Sam. Hey, dude, that's a look, bro. Hey, I look like... when I went to the Jamaica last Christmas, bro, you seen that shit? I look like... what's that dude's name? Sean Paul or something like that.
Oh, man.
Fire.
Hey, he's going to see. Sammy's getting into the music business next. That's his next venue. That's what he's talking about right here.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna be lip syncing in your music video.
Oh, damn. That's okay. Nah, yeah. That's let's hear the pipes, dude. That's what it is.
No. False.
The vocals.
Hey, all of the musical ability in the Apin' Out podcast is right there with me.
100%.
Hey, by law of just 100%. Pure exposure, you guys are going to start singing now. Like, we seen karaoke, Sam. I know you.
Dude, you put Miss Jackson on, bro. I got you. But that's pretty much Miss Jackson or Cupid's Chokehold. Hey, yo, I got
exactly.
You. I got that's my shit. But anything else, it's going to sound like a dying anime.
Oh, man. But yeah, so yeah, we all have like our creative backgrounds and stuff. You know, that's kind of the thing that kind of brought us into, you know, talking about it today, especially with like the stuff we were talking about, you know, having like something to keep you sane during these times. So yeah, that's what we've been doing. We just going in, getting our creative flow, especially with all the time that you can have.
I highly encourage people that do feel like they've fallen into a funk just to try and do something creative, because it does, it's the only way I stay sane is by creating and having that outlet to let emotions go and just, you know, no strings attached to them or anything like that. So anybody that's going through some shit, I definitely would recommend doing something creative, for right. sure.
And that's exactly what we were kind of talking about in the past. You know, the other episode is like, that anything you do creative, you know, whether it be, you know, drawing or writing or painting or making music or taking videos and photos, like all that shit is definitely, they're good outlets. Just like, you know, like working out is or whatever. It's all a way to kind of like release the stress and find happiness in something that you do.
That's facts. That's facts.
And usually in these times too, like you can hear or like see different things that you want to like create. And like, especially when you have time to think about it, it's just like, the perfect place, the canvas, you know, whether it be like through a MIDI keyboard and making beats or, you know, taking those photos or even legitimately just painting, you know, writing some spoken word, you know, shouts out to This Poetry Kind of Sucks, you know, he was there on our last couple episodes. But yeah, it's just different ways that you can take things and then make it into something more like, you know, more withstanding, you know, that you could just look at it and be like, hey, that was cool. On to the next one. What we got going on?
And so I think like something kind of important I always kind of am interested about is for me in gaming, I've always loved games. And so once I saw like the streaming thing pick up, I obviously was like, dude, I play like hours of video games a day anyway. Like I think it'd be kind of dope. And I think I could share that gameplay, especially like some of the crazy shit like we do together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we haven't done it enough, but I always told you guys that like whole Clash of Kings thing that I made, like, dude, I feel like our squad playing, if I could stream our squad playing games together,
oh,
that shit is just high quality content.
Let me pause right there for those who don't know what Clash of Kings is. We play League of Legends together. James is in this with us.
Yes.
And we run that thing. We've been running that since 2013. Now,
bronze forever.
I'll stay for yourself, but I'll be gold. I'll be gold for the past like 6 years.
Sammy is the only one who, well, JC as well, but Sam and JC up there with gold.
And Eric.
Eric yes.
Technically, that's still higher though, right? They have iron now.
True.
So. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't get too up on your high horse there, buddy.
Hey, well, I'm still gold, bro. I push past. I'm still gold right now.
But reeling it back, we played again recently, and we were trying to like, you know, just get a little spicy game going. But before we even get the game going, the morning of when we were all supposed to play, Sam Rietta puts together a little slideshow, a little PowerPoint presentation on all our players, and it's just kind of like an analytic game analysis of like all our like pros and cons,
strengths and weaknesses, man.
Yes. Oh my God.
I've never had such a good laugh.
Yeah, dude. Because Sam picked like some of us. He picked like solid photos. Like we looking spicy. We're looking good. Looking clean. And the others just this is the meme photos. Like one of our Chris, one of our buddies, his arm a little messed up. Sam picks the photo where he's in the ER, just looking chilling. Like
just got
broken clavicle, bro.
Nah, dude, his arm just popped out, bro. Chilling, looking like he's struggling.
Is that product of Lance? Was that?
I think that's the Lance. Yeah, that's the Lance one.
Shout out Lance for popping dude's arm out.
Hey, you started that from preschool days, dude.
I did.
Let it be known,
Chris.
James?
I'm sorry, this always comes up.
James is the one who ruined your arm, bro.
I fucked your arm up for life because he was taking too long to get down the slide, man. He had to go. people was waiting behind you, man, so I had to chuck you off the side.
He said, I'm sorry, little one. Just dropped him. Ooh, bitch, get out the way.
Definitely Sparta kicked him off.
Yeah. He said, this is Sparta. Little
Sparta. Boom. St. Michael's.
This is
for Miss Lucy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But yeah, like I had the whole, I had all the strengths and weaknesses and shit. But like, okay, but like, yeah, bring it back, bro. That shit, then the way that we play together with like when we have a full squad is just like that shit's like the feel good shit that
it reminds
it keeps
me of
me coming back.
It reminds
you know?
Me of like the YouTube content creators that I've grown up watching, like H2O Delirious when they used to do all the ninja diffusing and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh hell yeah. It, like, or like Optic.
To, yeah, exactly. I used to watch those dudes like all the time. Or even just like random groups of friends, like you were saying, and they would have so much fun, but it was literally just a group of friends playing video games together and they recorded it. Exactly. I've always felt like we could do that.
Yeah.
And it would be gold content because we're hilarious.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I feel like that was really where the basis was. Like, dude, I love playing video games with my friends.
Yep.
And I think people would love seeing me play games with them. Facts. And so, like, that's where my creative influence in terms of like live streaming and video games kind of comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I guess, well, my question is where do you think yours comes from? I mean, this is like for James and for Matt.
Yeah, we could go James first.
Ooh, yeah. No, you first.
No. As the guest of honor, you should be.
Ask, what's the question again?
Run it back.
I got the setup.
Yeah, basically what inspires you to create?
Okay.
Yeah.
It is solely based around my mental health. I'm not even joking. It's literally so I have an outlet to do something and not get myself in trouble by being bored.
Yeah.
And I enjoy seeing people. I guess the true inspiration is I enjoy seeing people be happy about my work and really be amazed by it and all that. I that first look when somebody sees a photo, like a set of photos that you did for them and like their whole face lights up. That's the kind of inspiration that I look to now. And yeah, that's pretty much where I get my stuff is from other people and their reactions to my work.
That's dope. That's really nice.
I will say he does like dope portraits.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things that James ever done, like just as a quick shout out, there's this video. I don't know if it's from those like Tangerine Hours day party things you did.
Tangerine party.
But there's one dude with that pillow track with that dude with the bike.
Oh, that old dude. Bro, yeah.
I probably have like 200 views on that video. It's just me fucking watching that shit. Over that shit is so hard.
Yeah.
Like that's gotta be when we do like the social media shit, it's gonna be up there. You guys will see it because that shit is my favorite fucking video.
That was one of my pieces of work that I'm most proud of. And it was that whole story is awesome because my boy Stilo, who runs Rottweiler, it's a brand in San Diego, it's a clothing brand, and then Ryza, they both put on a Tangerine show. It was called the Tangerine Party, and we were all partying, chilling in the back. People were eating good food, selling their merch and all that, and all the artists were collabing and networking. And out of nowhere, and the party's just like picking up. The momentum of the party, everyone's dancing, having a good time. Out of nowhere, this dude comes walking in on a bike, and you could tell that he was just kind of out of place. And so I just started recording him. He was kind of bobbing his head, feeling the music, and then everyone started hyping him up, and everyone made like a circle. They opened up the circle and stuff, and it just so happened to be at the drop of a super banging song. And I just caught that moment right there, and you guys will be able to see it on the promos that we do, but. Dude, that moment was just awesome. And the fact that I was able to capture it and everyone at the party was DMing me afterwards, like, dude, that was so dope. Like, congrats on getting that shot and all that. But it's definitely one of my favorite moments of creating for sure.
Yeah. Those are always fun when you find those like gems. Yeah.
And it's not like we had to like sit there and brainstorm on how we're going to get the shot or. It was just super natural, and those are the best moments when it's completely natural, and you could just feel the pure emotion out of the video. And like Sam said, that's one of, he loves that video, so yeah, I'm very happy about
shit
that
fire. I'm sure you looked at it and you were like, oh, dude, this is it.
When I first shot it, I was like, oh, this is going to be a cool shot, but I didn't realize it was going to be like the main dopest shot in the whole thing. I was definitely editing and like oh my god, like, this is so dope.
Yeah, I feel like that's like
I got something right here.
I feel like that's a normal thing. Like, you kind of just go with it. You like watch whatever's out there. You see something happen, and then you that's in it. And then like throughout, I'd say like thousands of takes, you know, or thousands of like photos, videos, whatever. You just find those moments like, oh, wait a minute. I can add like a track here and I can boo that and then boom. Then you got a whole like viral video. You got like a little moment.
Yeah. Most of the magic happens in editing and yeah, when you come up on a cool clip or something like that, right. It's so awesome.
Editing goes mad though. You go crazy doing that because there's certain things just, whoa.
I get tired of my videos by the time I'm done editing and stuff. Or I'm tired. I get burnt out on a song that I actually genuinely like, but because I have to edit it and watch the video 5 million times. I'm like, okay, this is played out now.
Yeah. You got it though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
So where's your inspiration? Where's all your inspiration come from?
So kind of like you guys, the combining those things together, those are very, I feel like, similar things between all of us, mm-hmm. like capturing moments and, you know, playing with friends. Like, I like the community aspect a lot. But since mine is very music oriented, I think it's because I love singing and like being part of anything music. So there are moments when I'm hearing things in my head and I like, I have to just put it onto some content. Like, I have to get it out of my head and put it into the world. I think Sam was talking about sharing stuff. I love sharing content. And in relation to kind of James's thing, it's like making people like have a good time. I love making memes. I love making stupid edits on like the simplest of photos. So like, I like making content that people are gonna enjoy or that's kind of leave a mark on stuff. So I kind of like the whole aspect of a legacy, like leaving kind of like your mark on places. Don't worry, I won't watermark the shit out of the stuff, but I just like, you know, saying like to go back on and say I did that. I kind of made that, and also just to clear my like head of that like that noise or something, just to put it out there. So it's like,
yeah, we'll showcase it too. You'll see there's gonna be a picture up on social media, you know, of a certain someone with a coconut head. But
let me tell you,
it'll be out there, bro. Don't worry about it.
Hey, well, that coconut shit is the best Photoshop I've ever seen in my life. So I cut my hair recently. I went bald a couple months back. And my dude, Matthew Habana, decided to Photoshop a damn coconut and a straw on the top of my bald, shiny head. And it was brilliant. Along with, I believe it was two other ones that he did that were just... He didn't have to say anything, but I just could feel I was getting roasted.
If you know, if you
want words,
I'm just going to say, if you watch Pokemon, you'll like the other one I made. And then our group also went into it. I think who made the Dragon Ball one?
Oh, I got that one.
That was Sammy. All right. That, yeah. But we'll put that on. We'll put that. We'll show y'all. It's this
it was
fun.
The funny part about it, though, for me, it was so random. Like, the picture that of my bald head was posted like two months prior, yes. Something like that.
Yes.
And then I woke up one morning to a bunch of photos in the group text, and I just see myself getting memed. I'm like, no, how does this happen? I didn't do anything to you.
You're right, dude. The straight up. I don't think in that entire exchange there was any words. It was just people. Matt posted that first photo, and then everyone else afterwards just started posting other photos. There was no words to roast, bro.
And that's all I need to say, dude. Pictures worth 1,000 words. But to be completely honest, so part of creative like routes, I feel like also you get inspiration from other people. I straight up saw someone do that to someone else, right? So I was like, all right, this is perfect. The behind the scenes here is me and my brother were looking at this one photo. And I was like, yo, watch this. I do the same thing to James's head and he cracks the fuck up. So I'm like, all right, putting this in the group. And then it just hit. So yeah, like you'll watch people do other stuff. Sometimes, you know, things overlap and like, you know, as long as if you're like putting out to the public and you're like, putting the credits to the right people, I feel like that's cool. Just don't copy everyone's stuff. Everyone has their own style and it gets influenced.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, I've learned all my video editing skills from YouTube and just how to do this effect and how to do this effect. And they break it down, but the thing about doing stuff like that, where you take from other creators, for sure, giving them credit's cool, but it's more so about putting your own twist on it, mm-hmm. and like really making it your own. So I don't know. That's like a big thing I feel like a lot of creatives are afraid of, is not necessarily taking ideas from other people, but definitely using their, you know, getting inspired by other people's creative, you know, what they're doing and all that. And then kind of the main thing is to make it your own.
Right.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to be like, oh, this dude's just ripping off someone else's stuff. Yeah, no. I think that's like, yeah. That's the major thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, especially
like you had to make your own shit unique.
Yeah,
right. Like in a world that we are now with, full of like streamers, like it's easy for, you know, Sam to get caught in, like, you're like, oh, you did this. Like, people did this already, right? And people are playing the same game, so it's like, you know, it's like, what would make me want to watch certain people? You know, like what's gonna want me to tune in on Sam, right? It's like, that's why you gotta like add your twist. You know, Sam has his characteristics, you know, and his personality, and he brings that to the table, and that's what you gotta keep doing, like. You got to stand out with what you got, make it fun, add that interaction with the fans, you know, have your own little label, Samurai Gaming, you know?
Hey. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sounds about right. Yes, sounds sir. Like a future esports team.
100 Thieves Samurai, bro.
Hey.
Hit my business email.
Hey, Sammy, when you get in there, dude, let me know about that merch, bro.
I'll fight it your way. I'll take a jersey. If I'm in there. Everyone's winning, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, hey, I lost my jersey. I'm gonna say that like 12 times, so all the homies get on your team.
They're just gonna know you as the dude who keeps losing jerseys, bro.
That's exactly who I'm gonna be.
Yeah. It's fine. It's okay. Exactly. But I also think you're the imposter if you're doing that, dude. That's fine. Sus. I'm still voting you, dude.
That was sus, dude.
Yeah. I didn't see you do that task, bro.
Hey. Hey, you don't need to vote me, but we all know we're voting out Michael and Sabino on Among Us.
Hey, not if Steven is there, dude, because James is going to hard vouch that he's the imposter, bro.
Sorry, Steven, for getting you kicked out last night. I apologize. Oh, speaking of, hey, Sam, I got a bone to pick with you, buddy. So, why, bro? So you said you wasn't staying up late, right?
Ooh. Yes.
Yes. And then what do I do? What do I see on Discord late at night? Sam is on it. This man's was playing video games without me. Didn't even let me know after he told
bro,
me.
Bro, I straight up told you. I was like, bro, I'm going to play a couple games. I played like 3 games of Among Us. That was it.
Cap.
Well, wait, before you say cap, I can vouch for Sam that he was indeed playing
you
Among Us.
You guys are both the imposters then.
No. Because I was next to him playing as he was very tired trying to sleep.
Bro, I was struggling. I was so tired, dude. I straight up was like at Hooters for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to watch the Laker game.
Oh yes, the Lakers took that dub, 4-1. They're in it.
All right, real quick. This is going back to 100 Thieves because I mean, obviously, if you don't know who 100 Thieves are, they're my favorite esports team. But they are like my dream goal. If I was a content creator and I wanted to work with a team, it would be 100 Thieves. Because that shit would be so fire. Not only is the merch fire. Okay, either 100 Thieves or do you guys know who Dr. Disrespect is?
Yes.
That man has the most fire content that he puts out. His whole persona, his like music that he puts out, his whole like 90s synth wave vibe that he puts out. That shit, I'm like, bro, I wish I could put shit out like that.
Yeah, he's funny, dude.
I've never really tapped into his stream or anything like that, but I've seen clips of him just raging, and I love him just off the strength of what he be
you
saying.
You gotta just watch straight up just like his intros or his outros or his transitions between content is honestly the best I have ever seen.
Hmm. Didn't he like, get banned on Twitch recently or something like that?
He did, yeah, for like an unknown reason. Huh. But like, for example, he'll be like in his intro, right? And his intro will be like, I don't know who makes it or who has this. I mean, he obviously has a say in it, but it'll be like almost like you guys watched Akira or like Ghost in the Shell. Like those type of like old. Those like older anime movies.
Oh,
yeah.
Not the remake for. Okay, yeah.
No. Fuck that. Fuck the live action Scarlett Johansson remake, bro. Yeah. I'm talking like the old anime style. It's like that, and he's in, it's a red Lambo driving down this highway. Okay. And then like the dock, that's a disrespect. You just see like a roll down the window and it's like him on his, and everything is like a green screen around him. And he's like, oh, what's up? We're ready to go. You guys ready to join the Champions Club today?
The Champions Club. So that's the.
And I'm just sitting there like, bro, this shit is too hot. Okay. But like that, if I had to pick, it's him or 100 D's. I had to pick like a group to work with or work for. Like that's my shit.
Okay. Now do you got?
If you had to choose one, what would that be?
A group.
Yeah, a group, or I was gonna say like a place too, because I was thinking like.
TESM.
Man, we know that. That's
because I was just thinking, like, if you had to like shoot someplace, or you know, if you had to work with an artist or organization, what would that shit be?
Okay, low key. Okay, for music, definitely, I'd try to work with Pharrell.
Ooh, that's a good one right there.
I feel like the man has his hands in a bunch of tracks, and especially like you know, it's his track when he has that 4-beat countdown in the beginning. Like that's a well known thing for Pharrell. Plus, the man has shoe deal. Like, he has the collabs with Adidas.
Yeah, he has a lot of connections, man.
He's just a legendary producer.
Exactly. And, like, he consistently bangs out content that gets, like, awards on awards. And so, like, if he knows a bunch of people and all that stuff, I feel like I could learn a bunch from him. Also, I'd add in there Kanye. I don't care if, like, he's going wild right now. But the man is a genius. You can't deny from his older stuff. I can't verify for anything beyond the 2000s, right? Like, if it's 2010 plus, like, it's a little iffy. But everything before that, I can verify that I would work with him based on that content. I love, like, the way he incorporates certain, like, sounds to music. They did a whole thing on, I believe it was Genius, talking about how he adds, like, voices into stuff to make it sound fuller.
Yeah.
And whole stuff. But I'd definitely love to learn from Kanye, just how he made those beats, you know, producing Through the Wire. Like, bro,
Yeah, Through the Wire is a good one right there.
Yeah. What about you?
Pornhub. I need the collab.
Bro, give me the shirt, bro. I just want a shirt.
Hey. I just want to walk around with a dad hat that says Pornhub. that's really all I want from them. Just no, I think my dream collab would have to be. Dude, I can't even. I'll stick with TSM. I'd really like to work with TSM. I like that brand. That was the first organization that I fell in love with. And I feel like me and Andy really, we have a lot of similar. Yeah, we definitely vibe on a different level. Yeah.
Is it because of the flame?
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all both been banned?
Oh, dude. That's right, yeah. And yeah, I've been banned. That was the game that I've been most banned in is this league for sure.
Yeah, you. Who else got banned? My brother.
Michael,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's Ash. Ash and MF.
Has anyone else gotten banned in the group?
Toxic.
Just you two, right? So. Yeah.
Sam, you didn't get banned?
Nah, dude, I'm chilling, bro.
Did you get a warning? I feel like you got a warning.
Nah, hell no.
No, is that Jared? Cool.
I swear to God, bro, I never got banned.
No, Jared was Apex. Why?
Yeah, Jared got banned from Apex. I'm pretty sure he got suspended.
How do you do that?
I think he called someone stupid or told him shut up.
Yeah, remember he was like telling this dude to like shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dude reported him, and he got temporarily suspended or some shit like that.
Yeah, it wasn't too big.
Soft-ass Apex.
Hey. I'm telling you, bro. Hey, I never get banned in League of Legends, bro, because every time I flame a motherfucker. That shit is legitimate.
It's just
they be looking at the chat log and they're like, they see me flaming the fuck out of a kid, and they look and they're like, I was like, yeah, why were you 0-12? He's kind of got a point.
Yeah.
Why were you the support trying on 1v5?
Amen.
I wonder if they're in the tribunal really like sitting there like reviewing it like that, like, oh no, this is justified.
They got like pens and papers, like weighing the pros and cons. Yeah. I can see that.
I want that job at Riot.
Oh, just picking who's top.
Dude, just let me review the tribunal so I can just ban everyone.
It's the blank. I feel like it would just literally be everyone getting banned. Like you wouldn't even give a care. Like,
oh, no, I'll take that. Or nobody would get banned. It would just be completely toxic.
League of Legends would be, it's already pretty bad.
Yeah, there's no fixing it.
Dude, just you gotta give him like a little marker, bro, and then have only toxic people get queued with only other toxic people.
But then that doesn't that just like create just an extremely disgusting toxic like isn't that just like a downward spiral?
Well, you'd have the group of downward spiral, and then you'd have the group that's just really trying to enjoy the game, right? There'd be like the really nice people and the really like at their necks people.
But what if I'm at their necks but really trying to enjoy the game?
See, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
What's up?
There's one or two possibilities there.
Okay.
It becomes this hyper toxic, like asshole space. Uh-huh. Or they look at each other and he's like, damn, that dude is really kind of an a-hole. And he's like, why am I here? He's like, maybe I'm kind of an a-hole. And like through some self-reflection type shit, he's like, he reforms, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like the moment they leave that little circle, they go back to the soft one, then it's just like, wait a second, everyone here is too soft. And then they just go back to their old ways, bro.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, as a business model, that works pretty well. So you're trapped in a loop. You're going to keep playing the game.
You just bounce back and forth between those.
I think Riot should become a missionary and bring people to Jesus that are toxic.
They have the Bible out. Giving it to people who...
Before every game.
Yeah, if you're reported...
Smile on the Bible.
Yep. You have any reports or bans, then you go ahead and get like a little reading. Each passage, dude. A
Bible verse in between each game.
Exactly.
like on an In-N-Out cup.
In an In-N-Out cup.
In-game tip, bro, in between each one is like... James chapter 42.
Yeah, instead of the game knowledge or the lore, it's just straight up Bible verses. Turn the other cheek. Oh, okay. I like that one.
You start feeding, just turn the other cheek.
An eye for an eye? Nah. Just let him do it again. But yeah. So there's a lot of creative stuff that we probably dabble in, and I think it's kind of widespread. It also just blends in together, but I feel like we're each confident in kind of like our creative process. Of course, we're still learning, but
always learning.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that always stays.
Never stop. Mm-hmm. Is and once you stop trying to learn and trying to further your skills and your skill set, that's when you start getting stagnant. You see people fall off is because they're not trying to still progress.
Yeah.
The big thing about creating.
Yeah, but I also feel like while you're doing that, it's sometimes you can burn out, especially when you get into it. You were mentioning earlier that like when you listen to tracks or watch the same videos, you're like, oh, this is time. I'm seeing the same content.
So burnt out on it so quick.
So then I guess the question for me is, for you guys, what do you think keeps you motivated to stay in the game and to continue like creating the content?
That's the thing that I still struggle with to this day. Like, for instance, I took a 6-month hiatus from recording or shooting, just because of, I had work, but for the most part, it was just, I felt burnt out on trying to do the same things. I didn't have any new opportunities really coming up. Obviously COVID hit. So that was, you know, there's a lot going on this year. And, it's something I'm still trying to find. Like just this weekend, I got out to do a couple of shoots, but there was no real motivation to do it, I guess. And like I said, that's something I still struggle with. I want to create, but I don't want to do it half-assed and like not have full commitment to it. I mean, you know, I want to be there fully when somebody talks to me about creating or something like that. I want to be fully invested into it, not give them no half-assed answers or anything like that. So it's something, like I said, something I still struggle with. I don't have the answer for that, really, or, you know, a good answer for it. But with anything, and like Nike says, just do it. Like, sometimes you do have to.
Swoosh.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to do it to get back in the flow. And I'm actually feeling pretty motivated after doing the shoot yesterday. Shout out 777. It was a cool little music video that I shot behind the scenes for. But, I think just doing it is the best way to stay motivated. But you also have to pay attention to yourself and your body and listen to yourself. And, you know, if you're not ready to do something, then definitely take your time and you know, recenter yourself and get back to it after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds a lot like, you know, kind of like how it is in COVID, just generally like trying to find that pace. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, Sammy, for you, it might be different because since you're a lot of yours is virtual, would you say creating content is like easier motivated or does it still feel a little different?
I would say, I mean, it's a little bit easier because obviously like to create any content I do, I don't have to, there's no barriers in terms of like anything health related with COVID or like having to meet other people. Like I just do it, you know? I will say, so what was like, what keeps you inspired, right? To keep doing it. For me at least, it's just like it is physically impossible for me to not play video games. Like it might be a problem. I don't know, but like, I just love video games so much. Like for my entire life, since I was like 2 years old, I feel like I've been taking in video games and I just love playing video games, experiencing new things and just like the challenge that a lot of them bring and the stories that they tell. I think that's my favorite part of it is that every game, you know, tells a different story in different ways. Like you could be in space on one, or you could be, I don't know, like when I was just playing, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, like base building, fighting gigantic bugs after you're shrunk down, you know, like every game is different. So it's like you're exploring all these different worlds, all these different stories, or even like League of Legends where like, let's say the story doesn't necessarily take a center, you know, stage to that, but it's like competing. So it's like getting to experience all these different games and then like showcase what they are and like the enjoyment I have from playing them kind of is the thing that inspires me to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. But there's just always going to be so much
like endless possibilities.
Exactly. Like there's no way they're going to stop making video games anytime soon, or like new ideas are going to stop anytime soon, or new opportunities to try things, to experience different games is going to stop. So, and it's only going to get better. Like, you know, the graphics are going to get better, or even if it's not like graphics wise, like you look at people having a great time playing like a game like Ghost of Tsushima, right? Mm-hmm. And then people equally have a great of time playing Among Us or Fall Guys, like games that aren't necessarily technically
the best game ever. Minecraft, I know you love it, Sam guy.
James, I will not lie to you, bro. If that game goes on sale, I'll buy it and I'll play with you.
Oh boy.
Dude, let me do you a favor, buddy. I'll buy it for you.
Just Shut so the you fuck can
up. Play. I will do that right now after this podcast.
Hey, you heard it here first, folks. Hey,
if you do that, dude, we'll have Minecraft Mondays. I'll play with you on stream.
We're getting you a Mojang account ASAP.
Damn. I don't even know what the fuck that is, bro. Where do you even get Minecraft? It's not on Steam.
The company has their own website that you download.
Oh shit! Okay, because I was like, I tried to look for it the other day because I was like, if it goes on sale, I'll pick it up. I was going to add it to like my Steam wish list, and I was like, wait a second, like
it's only like $15, I think, 15 or 30 bucks. But I got you, dude. We're gonna play after.
Hey bro, you twist my arm, man. Y'all don't know, like for fucking longest time, James is like, hey, let's play Minecraft, and I'm like, get that shit out of here, bro. I'm not gonna play a cube game that like some 9 year old is playing. I roast the fuck out of him for playing that game.
The amount of content though that you can get from Minecraft. That's something I've noticed from watching all the YouTube content creators that play that. There's a lot of different avenues that you could take Minecraft in.
Yeah, they even did like dating shows on that.
Yeah, they did dating shows. They did game shows. They've done full storylines where three or four content creators will get together and just kind of create a whole story and all that.
So. Yeah,
it's pretty impressive. I have seen some. I've been watching some streams recently of my buddies that play it. I'm like, Damn. All right.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's definitely definitely a lot of possibilities with that game.
Yeah.
Looking forward to play with you, Sam.
All right, dude. All right. You convinced me.
Love it. I love it.
Right on. What about you, Matt? What's what keeps you going? Yeah. I mean, you've been doing music your whole life, so like it's gotta be something.
Yeah, essentially, like it all comes from kind of like a mix of you guys' thing. The idea of kind of just like continuing to like better yourself on your content and like improve things. That's where I would like really draw the like continuing drive for it. And also just to like the fact that I also don't really have to like go out to do music. I can just like make it at home, right? I can just create that stuff on the computer, on the MIDI, and just go to town with that. So that's for me where it goes. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good right there. Yeah. So, I was just going to say, just, you know, if to wrap things up there, if anyone has any questions, you know, for us as like content creators, like go ahead and, you know, throw that in our DMs, you know where to find us on socials.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I will say as one last question before we wrap up podcast or this episode, I'm genuinely curious because for me, I already have my answer, but I want to hear what you guys say. Is like the biggest like takeaway or lesson you learned from just like creating things, being a creative, having a creative process, whatever.
Be patient. And yeah, that's my biggest takeaway is be patient and really focusing on what you enjoy rather than what other people enjoy.
Yeah, I'd say for me, it's continue to pursue the stuff that you enjoy and not get too lost in the sauce. Because it's easy to, like, you know, get distracted. But, like, when you really enjoy that stuff, like, that's what you got to, like, resonate on. And I think just finding it through there. Yeah.
Big facts.
How about you, Sammy?
That's really funny. My shit is basically, like, I feel the same along the same lines. Is that it's hard. It's hard work. I think it's watching that video you put out, right, with that dude. People be like, oh, dude, like, that's so good. That's so good, right? And they're like, oh, like, I could do shit like that. And power to them to try, you know, but a lot of people will be like, don't see the work that's behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's facts.
And I think that's exactly kind of like, you got to be patient with it. You got to, cause it is hard work and it's a lot of fun sometimes, but it's always, it's still work.
Yeah. And I think that's it. That's pretty much all we got.
Yes.
And, just want to thank James for hopping on the pod.
Of course, man. Anytime. I really enjoyed this.
We're going to put your socials in the descriptors.
Gotcha.
You mostly on Instagram.
Yeah, mostly on Instagram. Twitter, I deleted, got rid of that.
I was about to say, bro. Like, I literally this morning, I was like, oh, like, I need to go find that video because I'm pretty sure James has it on Twitter. I've watched it on Facebook before. And I was like, did this dude delete his Twitter?
Yes, sir. Had to get out of there. Get off the toxic social medias. But yeah, no, check me out on Instagram. That's mainly where I'm at. Snapchat as well, but that's a little more private. All
right.
But yeah.
All right, we'll toss that in there. You know where to find us on Ape and Out.
Yeah. Matt, are we going to kick lo-fi today or what's happening?
It's still lo-fi. I'm still working on that. Don't worry about it. Okay. We'll get it in the works. But,
okay. Okay, yeah. I see you.
But for now, I'm going to drop the lo-fi. Sam, you want to count it down?
In 3, 2, 1.